Well, welcome back to another episode of our podcast for Women's Month. Today we're joined by Sister Gillian and Minister Christine, and we're exploring such a unique topic on how to raise brave girls. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much, ladies. I think today we'll be speaking quite interestingly because as a mom, and I think just as a woman, you have had so many experiences in life, which I think afford you the opportunity to be at this moment in time the best person to answer this question, right? So how do we raise beautiful and brave girls, but also how did you raise your beautiful and brave girls?
So I've got two beautiful girls.
Okay. Yeah.
And the age gap is 25 and 7.
Sure.
Yeah. So I have the dynamics of
the best
one
of both.
That is out of the house
yeah.
and one that is still being nurtured. And, you know, I always go back to the foundation, and that is the Word of God.
Mm.
And in raising my brave girls that are confident, resilient, and independent, it took a lot of inner self introspection in terms of how do I need to face my giants, face my insecurities, face my challenges for my girls to be brave in the workplace and at home and also with social life, with friends and with peers. And I think that I speak not only to my biological daughters, but to all girls out there.
Yeah.
You know, I am reminded of Mom Neela, even today she brought it out, is that the older needs to teach the younger.
Yes. Mm.
And I think sometimes we kind of left that gap out.
Yeah.
And we concentrated more on ourselves as the older generation, and we neglected the younger generation. So, you know, in terms of the future generation of our daughters, we need to equip them and make sure that they navigate the challenges in life with courage, with discipline, and also with confidence.
Yeah.
And having confidence does not mean that you have an arrogant confidence.
Yeah.
You know, but a confidence that is humble and a confidence that will take you through life.
Sure. Yeah.
And also make an impact in the world.
Awesome. And I think you did touch on it a bit, but how do we role model bravery to our young girls?
I think bravery comes from, when I look at the Bible, again, my foundation, in terms of Queen Esther.
Okay.
She initiated the fast for 3 days and three nights, not knowing what the outcome was going to be.
Yeah.
But she told her people, go and fast.
Yeah.
And I think that was a selfless act of bravery in terms of not knowing what the outcome was. But behind it, God was in control.
Yes.
And God took over the plan of what was going to happen next.
So if I could just come in here
and
say how my mom role modeled me into being a brave girl. And it all started with, you have to create a brave spirit in your everyday life. You have to know how to create a brave mindset in terms of, you have to be positive. You can't just go around saying that, no, I can't do this. You have to build yourself up and build your daily affirmations so you know who you are. And especially now in the workspace, you have to, you can't go around behind someone. You have to build yourself, get yourself recognized. You have to be able to network your own self so you can build your career up in the future days.
So I think that is, it's a good way to place it, in that in as much as our parents will pour into us, but then we also need to take what they've poured into us and work that that land, right? Work that foundation so that I guess we can also honor God in how we live our lives and be a light wherever He plants us. Like what you're saying, maybe like in the workplace or in your community or wherever it may be, we can just stand forth and praise God even without saying anything, right? So how would you say parents can actually open up and create that environment which is safe, and which is a space of freedom for their children to be able to be brave with their emotions and share their lives and share their mental space and their fears and anxieties and everything with their parents. So how my parents actually create that safe space for their children to be able to reach out to them.
Yeah.
So with Christine and growing up now with Zara, communication is very key.
Yeah.
I'm very... have the discernment when Christine has her moods and Zara, as young as she is.
Exposed you.
And, you know, it's something to talk about. And,
yeah.
I always tell her, if there is something bothering you, if there's something that is not sitting right with you, talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think in our home, she is free and she's open to talk to her dad. She's free and open to talk to me. And we've given her advice accordingly. And sometimes she takes it, sometimes she doesn't, but as long as we have given her an open space and a safe environment at home where she can openly communicate with both her parents. And I think with myself, you know, as a mother, you know, you got to create that safe environment, you know. You cannot be negative all the time. You cannot be a disciplinarian all the time. You know, you've got to give and take. And we have a very open relationship, you know. If there's anything that we need to talk to each other about, we do it.
Yeah.
And that's where the safeness comes from.
Yeah.
It's being open and being able to talk about it at home.
And I guess that's also just a mother and daughter bond, because I'm the same with my mother. I can tell her anything, what happened in my... She actually looks forward to when I come home from work. Yeah. She sits there on the couch waiting for me.
And even if it's the disease, right?
Oh, yeah, especially that one.
Yeah.
You have to have that discussion with your mom. Yes.
As soon as I come from anywhere, my mom will just go... So tell me now, the latest gossip. What happened with you?
So they wait for our tea.
And that's the joy of a healthy mother-daughter relationship.
Being open,
our mothers, although they are our parents, and sometimes they'll tell us what to do, but they are also a first and beautiful friendship that we can share, that they can be our friends and we can be their friends.
Our confidant.
You know, they'll always just put you back in your place, as a mother should.
Absolutely.
Or should not. But it's beautiful to have that safe space with your mother. So what about then mothers who don't necessarily, or daughters who don't necessarily have that with their mothers? You know, how would you, mom, kind of minister to them in saying, you know, because you still have to honor your parents, whether your relationship is good or not. How do you still administer that grace and share that Jesus spirit, even if maybe the relationship is not as good as you would love it to be?
I think, you know, we all need to come to a common ground.
Yeah.
And if you find it difficult to speak to your mom, or if the relationship is not as what it seemed, you know, it takes two. So moms, go to the Word of God. Look at the scriptures that encourages bravery, encourages confidence in women, instill confidence in women.
Yeah.
And I'm reminded of... you know, it's not only in the corporate world and an open relationship, but also teaching your children from young how to cook, how to clean. And that comes in with the Proverbs 31 woman. You know, she was clothed with dignity. And she made her home. And she made things out of, you know, anything just to see to her family. She was hardworking. She was courageous and she was brave. And also it comes with the daughters as well, you know. Sometimes they tend to drift away and peer pressure and go out, I would say, the world. But, you know, tend to go into other places of that they find communication and find an acceptance. And I think to cultivate that, you know, you need to just go back to the Word of God and bring them back to a place where they can be confident and talking to you.
That's beautiful, and then how can young girls trust judgment in society today? What advice would you give them on trust in judgment in society?
So, so judgment in terms of, you know, looking at the wrong from the right.
Yeah.
I think it comes with more of, you know, attending church and growing up with Christine and Zara. Church is not an option.
Yeah.
You come to church.
Even in Mars. Well,
and yeah. I think, you know, it's when you start hearing the word of God,
yeah,
you become knowledgeable. You become, you know, you get wisdom.
Yes.
And I think with that, in terms of judgment, you know what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
And Christine will tell you, you know, she knows even before anything, I sense and I know.
Yeah.
And I'll say, don't lie.
A mother's instinct. Yeah.
Don't lie. Say the answer. Why were you lying, Christine? Yeah.
Even before she can ask me anything, I'll say the answer is no.
The answer is no.
The answer is no.
God says no.
So I'll just go to my dad.
The easy way out, yeah. And what about you, Chris, you know, in the work environment, how do you trust judgment?
Ooh, that's a difficult one. I think I just try to embrace it.
Yeah.
You know, with being brave, you've got to first start within, and you've also got to pray about it.
Yes.
You've got to fast about it. You've got to be vulnerable with God and understand that God has a plan for you.
Yeah.
You know, so even if it doesn't work out in the workspace, or for example, I don't get the deal that I want,
yeah,
I know that God has a plan for me, because at
bigger
the end
picture.
Of the day,
yeah,
a bigger deal may come, or even just something to cover up will come for me.
Mm.
So that's how I take it in the workplace. Mm. And in also with, you know, bringing up brave girls, you've also got to create that mentorship. So I have that with my sister, and I have that with my cousin.
Okay.
And they both are very scaredy cats. I mean, they watch all these YouTube videos, so they get scared of everything. And then I've got to go to them and I've got to say, Zara, Yashna, you are brave girls. You've got to take on your bravery. You've got to own up to this. You can't be scared for your whole life.
Yeah.
And then they'll just look at me and roll their eyes.
So
eventually they'll take it on.
Yeah. I love that. Own up to your bravery.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's powerful. Beautiful. Yeah. And is there any last words of encouragement that you want to leave with us today, or for all those young girls that aspire to be brave?
I think being brave is not... being brave is building up your confidence, but it's also not being arrogant. Mm. And as daughters, our confidence comes from God.
Yeah.
And by trusting and believing in Him, our girls can grow up into strong, courageous, empowered individuals ready to face on the world. I'm reminded of what Zara says all the time, and I want you girls to say it as well. Affirmations is good.
Yeah.
I'm big,
I'm
brave, and I'm beautiful.
Okay.
So are we doing it right now?
We're doing it right now.
Okay. So it's I'm big,
I'm big,
brave,
I'm brave.
I'm brave.
And I'm beautiful.
And I'm beautiful. Yeah, wow. And how about you, Chris? Any...
So just some last words of encouragement would just be, when you are faced with a challenge or a setback, you've just got to realize that that setback is just a catalyst for what's coming forth. And it's actually building up your humility or your patience for what is God's plan is in His way for you. So you know that you have... to just be there, be patient, and just persevere until the end.
Sure. Yeah, beautiful.
Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you for being a brave mama.
Thank you.
And thank you for being a brave girl repping Jesus everywhere. Ladies, it's been an amazing time. We've enjoyed it. And thank you for giving us the flag.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.